Welcome to Stifel's Sightlines podcast, focusing each week on a topic or two important to investors.
Well, greetings and welcome to the Sightlines podcast. This is Michael O'Keefe, Stifel's Chief Investment Officer. You know, it's been covered a lot in the news, but I still want to get into the results of the March Fed meeting, really around the idea that inflation kind of remains a little elevated, and yet they keep talking about things going well and that they're on a track to cut rates. And so, of course, it's worth taking a moment to kind of unpack the results and see what's happening. So let's jump into it a little bit, and starting maybe with inflation. Let me just give you a couple reference points to give you a sense for where things are. So when we look at two fairly well-known and kind of important indicators, there's the producer price index that basically captures sort of the production level inflation. And, you know, essentially the 3 months ended February, that index averaged an increase over those 3 months of 0.27%. Then the other one we track closely, among others, is the consumer price index, right? The CPI. That's another one that's important because it captures at least a basket of goods and services that consumers are consuming. And so saying sensitive to the inflation there is important. Anyway, the monthly average for CPI ended February is 0.33%. And that's actually notable because it's almost double the number 0.17%. So why is that number important? We've talked about it before. That's the monthly equivalent of the Fed's 2% target. So for the 3 months ended February, the CPI is running almost double that 2% target on an annualized basis. And so in my mind, that's sort of an indication that inflation has firmed up a little bit. Now, we'll get into it, but the Fed describes that as bumpy, meaning they expect it to come back down a little bit. In any event, when we turn to the results of the March meeting, basically they left policy unchanged. So rates weren't changed at all. And actually, the only statement change, people always sort of parse how the statement changes from meeting to meeting. So you think about it as we had a meeting earlier in the year, then we have one in March, and the only change was a revision to kind of indicate that job gains remained strong. And, you know, that's just because in earlier in the year, they were improving, right? So not a huge change. In any event, so that's notable, right? The Fed has just sort of stood pat, but they also issued an update to what they call their summary of economic projections. Now, this is an interesting little report because what actually happens is, and I should say, you know, the meeting itself is actually formally held by the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, and there are both voting members and non-voting members on that committee. But the SEP basically is a mechanism by which each of those members provides individual projections on a bunch of different things. And so we can kind of look and see we don't know who's who, and sometimes they don't give us individual points, sometimes they do. But the bottom line is we can look at the median and the range and things like that. And so you'll often hear about sort of the median projection from the Fed. It really comes down to each of those individuals offering their views and then that getting sort of analyzed. So anyway, the punchline here is that the SEP has a few interesting, notable updates. And the last time they did one was in December. So since December, the growth rate that they expect, this median projection on GDP in the U.S. moved from 1.4%, which is a decent number and a little bit, honestly, above our forecast, all the way up to 2.1%. So it's this acknowledgement that the economy remains hotter than originally expected, right? And that's, in some ways, that's a positive. The economy is going along. The second is really very little change, I think, to the forecast on inflation. They happen to use an indicator they call PCE inflation, and they are forecasting that to be at 2.4% at the end of this year, 2.2% at the end of 2025, and then finally 2% in 2026. And again, that's the median projection among all these individual views. So what's interesting is that sort of telling us, look, we don't actually have to get to 2% for the Fed to take action. And the bottom line is that the Fed's sort of watching that inflation. And so anyway, the last thing I'll mention is the idea of the Fed funds rate. So the idea with that is that the median forecast, right, from those projections, those median projections from the individuals, would have the Fed cutting rates three quarter point cuts, so 0.75% or 0.75 point all in during this year at some point. Now, as to when, that's, of course, the big next question. And one of the things that I'd say is people parse also the statements of the Fed after the meeting. It tends to be Chairman Jerome Powell who holds a press conference and takes questions. And so a couple of quotes from that session last week. The first is, quote, "The committee does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%, end quote. So that's the funds rate. And what they're saying is toward, not to, 2%. Anyway, the other one from Powell is this, quote, "Inflation is coming down gradually toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path," end quote. So that's their way of explaining this little bit of firmness in the last 3 months. In any event, the final thing I'd mention about all this is, so the Fed's sort of holding this idea that they feel confident that inflation is going to cool a little bit further, not down to 2%, but enough so that they can cut rates 0.75 point all in this year, you know, which is kind of an important thing if they can actually do that. And so what's been interesting to me is we keep an eye on Fed funds futures contracts as well. And they're basically, the market has expected many more cuts sooner from the Fed. We actually have a view of three of these cuts in fourth quarter, but the market overall has been a bit more optimistic than we have. And yet what's interesting is when you kind of look at how the market reacted both to the inflation reports that were a little firmer than expected, as well as the Fed meeting itself, the market has now hovered right around this quarter point cut level for this year. So it's sort of looking at the end of the year, what's the Fed funds rate going to be? And basically it's 0.75 point lower than it is today. So three of these quarter point cuts. And that's interesting. It's almost like the market is now finally believing what the Fed is saying, at least that median forecaster, if you will. Anyway, that's what we wanted to get into. This will stay in focus through the balance of the year as we watch the Fed. There's going to be a little bit, I think, of political pressure in an election year for them to orchestrate a cut and for things to feel optimistic and all that. But again, they're very hawkish about inflation. They don't want inflation to return. So that's going to be in keen focus. And the prints we get on things like PPI and CPI, that'll be super important, along with a bunch of other data. Anyway, that's what we wanted to cover in this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks again for listening to Stifel Sightlines. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to automatically receive each week's podcast in your feed.